Let's start here.
I want Americans to know that we refugees are extremely grateful. You helped us, and that's why we'll always try to do some good.
Man, we are in prison for life. Like, you know, I have 67 years to life. You have 27 years to life, man. I am smoking this cigarette.
Mm-hmm. And I think what people get excited about is all these planets are close together. Like, you could go from one to the other, like we go to the moon. Mm. So people have this idea of, oh, what if they all have life on them? And yeah. Do the life compete with each other? Is it a federation of planets?
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, two from the exploding national podcast world, and one from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Okay, it's time now to start here. Today, we'll look at three more podcasts currently available on WVXU's Podcast Central. One in particular is brand new and the first ever podcast created exclusively by Cincinnati Public Radio. And I can tell you, we're already seeing stars. But first, let's turn to the podcast Granddaddy. It features episodes from almost two decades, The Moth. Nothing is more entertaining than a great story, and nobody knows that better than the people at The Moth. Since its founding in 1998, this organization has been dedicated to the art of storytelling in its simplest form. With nothing more than a mic and a spotlight, performers for The Moth tell their most exhilarating stories to live audiences around the world. And in 2008, The Moth began turning some of these performances into podcasts. The simple sound design and editing nearly perfectly captures the minimalism and the intimacy of a Moth performance. The storytellers touch on many different topics and time periods and have a variety of backgrounds and professions. And as listeners learn that a good story of any time or topic can apply to everyday life, storytellers reveal their diversities of experience that bring us all closer. Here's a recent Moth episode with producer Timothy Lu Lee. He's talking with his mother about her parents' experience as refugees from the Vietnam War. And after realizing a recent story told on the Moth podcast had remarkable parallels to the story of his own parents, he decided to give his mom a call to ask about her story. Here's a small clip from her response, translated by Timothy.
When I was young, your grandfather would always talk about China. And so I grew up always hoping that someday I could go back to the place where my ancestors come from. And for that, I'll always love China. With Vietnam, I'll always care for it. And it'll always have a special place in my heart because that's where I was born and that's where I was raised. But when it comes to America, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that America helped us and took us refugees in. It's why my children have a better life now and why each of them have gone to college and graduated. Do you understand? Do you think you can put this up? I want Americans to know that we refugees are extremely grateful. You helped us, and that's why we'll always try to do some good. We're good people. Not every one of us is bad. We will always remember that you helped. Put that in.
That's Timothy Lu Lee and his mom on the Moth podcast. With incredible stories of humanity, the Moth has created a one-stop shop for exceptional storytelling. An endless supply of stories are waiting for you right now to be discovered, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next, we're going to take a look at a podcast that's burst onto the scene very recently and up to number one. It's called Ear Hustle. Ear Hustle tells the stories of Americans' prisons as they really happen. With the emergence of TV shows like Prison Break or Orange is the New Black, Americans are often given an inaccurate depiction of prison life. The people at Ear Hustle aim to change that. Hosted by Bay Area artist Nigel Poor and San Quentin State Prison inmate Erlon Woods, Ear Hustle offers a brutally honest yet humorous inside perspective of the American prison system. Podcast is still in its early stages, but there are many stories left to tell. Here's a clip from the first episode of Ear Hustle, entitled Cellies. The episode covers the actual cell and offers some of the more extreme bad roommate stories you'll ever hear. Here, two inmates, who were at one time cellmates and best friends, discuss some of the problems that accompany sharing such a small space.
In such a tight space, Nigel, smells are a big deal.
Ugh, yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Like, that was one of the reasons, like, I've never sailed with, like, a dude over, like, 250. Because you know them bowel movements, boy, going to light up everything. I remember we were sitting on the yard, right? We seen this one big old dude, right, walking by. And I'm like, man, can you imagine being in the cell with him when he's dropping the bomb?
Oh, another thing we argued about was smoking. I smoked.
I didn't smoke. And so he was smoking cigarettes. They were legal. They were selling us tobacco in the canteen. If you smoked, you would smoke and blow the smoke out the door or blow the smoke in the vent. Or blow the smoke in the toilet or something like that, right? To get rid of the smoke for your non-smoking cellie. And one day, I guess, we had gotten to an argument. The next thing he said was, you know what? If I want to smoke, I'm going to smoke on my bunk. I ain't going to no door or nothing. He just lit up right there on the bunk.
So it wasn't really about fuck him. It was like... yeah, this is my moment. I need my space to have something in this place.
And I was like trying to hold it in. It was just eating at me, and then we just clashed in the cell.
And he was like, man, you're trying to kill me. You're killing me with this. You're going to kill me with cancer. And I would just kind of, I was very dismissive, like, man, shut the fuck up with that shit, man. God, man, we are in prison for life. Like, you know, I have 67 years to life. You have 27 years to life, man. I am smoking this cigarette.
That was a small snippet from Ear Hustle, a new podcast about life in American prisons. You can stay up to date on all the latest episodes of this podcast and others on WVXU's Podcast Central. At WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio, we've had podcast fever for a long time. So a while ago, in addition to launching Start Here, we explored podcast ideas and landed on, well, the night sky. This month, we debuted the podcast Looking Up, the first ever podcast created by Cincinnati Public Radio exclusively for podcasting. It's hosted by Cincinnati Observatory's Dean Regas and Anna Heeman. Dean is the outreach astronomer for the observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers. And Anna is the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. Looking Up brings you the latest astronomical discoveries in a really fun, quick-paced conversation. And in this snippet, Dean and Anna are joined by a former UC student and Arizona astronomer, Kevin Wagner, to discuss TRAPPIST-1, a dwarf star with seven planets orbiting it.
And this is the first time we found that many planets around any star other than our solar system. So it's also a very weird star. Have you heard what they call it?
Is it that it's an ultra cool dwarf star? I like that they call it that. I know. Officially.
I know. I wouldn't you like to be called ultra cool?
Like
Anna
as
Hammond?
A title. Yes, I would.
Should I call you that at the work from now?
Yeah, and I need new business cards while we're at that, thinking about it then, too.
So this is one of those red dwarf stars. This is one of these tiny stars.
But they said nothing could be around.
There's no
right?
way. Now there's seven planets around this one.
And the universe is like, just kidding. Guess what?
I know. That's what's so surprising. Amazing. And this field more than any other, we're finding all these special surprises. Mm-hmm. And I think what people get excited about with TRAPPIST-1 is all these planets are close together. Like, they're not very far apart. Like, you could go from one to the other, like we go to the moon. And so people have this idea of, oh, what if they all have life on them? And do the life compete with each other? Is it a federation of planets
Oh my gosh.
Around TRAPPIST-1? I think people start getting excited. And then people will start confusing Star Trek and Star Wars and get start wars and things like
that.
That
was one time.
Now let's continue our conversation about exoplanets and bring in Kevin Wagner, a University of Cincinnati graduate now studying at the University of Arizona. And he discovered a brand new exoplanet. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dean.
Well, we're really excited about this new planet that that you've helped find. So tell us all about it, its name, the details, everything you know.
So it's called Scorpion 1b. It's the first planet that our survey of stars in the Scorpius Centaurus star-forming region. It's the first planet that we uncovered in this survey, and it's a pretty big planet. It's about four times as massive as Jupiter, and it orbits really far away from its star, about 16 times further than Jupiter does in our own solar system. But unlike our own solar system, this planet is among four stars, not just one. There are two pairs of stars, and this world is curiously right in between the four. And we actually didn't even know that it was four right when we found it. That's a new development that a new star has been found in the system as well.
So it's a four-star system with a planet bigger than Jupiter.
That's right.
That sounds really weird. I mean, that sounds, is this a rare find?
It is really weird, and honestly, it's the first of its kind. We don't know of any other planet that orbits in such a strange configuration of stars. We know of planets that orbit either really on a really wide orbit outside of the stellar binary or triple, or planets that orbit really close to one of the components, but we've never found a planet that seems to be so shared between the stars before.
That's the brand new local podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heeman. It's produced by Cincinnati Public Radio's Kevin Reynolds and engineered by Josh Elstro, the tandem behind the StoryCorps in Cincinnati segments. Start Looking Up now at Podcast Central. And now, on to the charts. iTunesCharts.net and the hottest podcasts on Apple's podcast charts. Well, it's been a widely varied field of number ones over the past month or so. In fact, over the past 6 weeks, six different podcasts have held the number one spot. The latest, Locked Up Abroad, an audio adaptation of the National Geographic TV series, Game of Thrones podcast, and then a longtime favorite re-emerging to the top with some new episodes, Stuff You Should Know, part of the How Stuff Works series, and currently number one on the iTunes charts. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Over. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.